The following program, What Are They Serving Now?, is brought to you in part by Art and Bobby of Hey Listen Communications. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsHub Radio or its management.
Morning Radio Show, 8 a.m. Central Time, Chicago WCBT, 820 a.m. What Are They Serving Now? With Art and Bobby.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our morning show. What Are They Serving Now? Welcome back, Artie.
I'm back.
Great to have you back.
I was glad to be back. You know, there's no place like home, and I don't have any red slippers on, Bobby, you know, but there's no place like home.
Artie, listeners, was in California. He took his son down there.
Yeah, my son's down there. Now he's a California resident, so nice. Got a nice apartment, got nice roommates.
Yeah, very nice.
He's got three guys and one young lady, so she'll keep them in place. She got a big job. She's at MGM. You know that new show with Kelly Ripa, that Generation Gap?
Yeah.
She's one of the big people on that. She was telling me about it.
Wow.
So I said, Art and Bobby would love to come and take Mr. Ripa's job at Father. I don't know if you know, he does a little thing.
Yeah.
I says, we could do it live here in the studio.
Wow, that'd be tremendous, Artie.
You know, we'd have to little Figaro, because he sings a couple bars, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, that'd be
Got
tremendous.
Devin, our engineer, to help us out.
Yeah, good morning, Devin.
That's all.
Anyway, we got an interesting show this morning,
listeners.
Do we
got our girl on the phone, or is she getting ready?
She's here.
Oh, I didn't see a line. Okay. Georgette, hang on there. Let's see.
Good morning,
Georgette. Let's do your quote. Himalayan salt, found in the high altitudes of Himalayan mountain range, is over 250 million years old. You're not that old, and that's too high for you to be going and getting this Himalayan stuff. What are you doing on us, huh? All right, let's see.
How are you, Georgette?
Bring your variety.
Yeah, let's see. Himalayan Salt Slab Cooking, featuring Kingfish Asia Minor style spicy in mild Bahara. I probably said that wrong. Whole mullet on lemon, dill, and basil. Simian marinato, pickled Norwegian mackerels. Oh, my God. Vegetable. Why didn't you say some plain words? I'm Greek. Brandy peaches.
Kaleonixi. Well, we never knew you were Greek, Artie.
She threw a Greek word in there. Kaleonixi. Bon appetit. Go ahead, young lady. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's so good to see you back.
I'm back.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to lose you to California.
I did, too. He was having such a good time there. He didn't want to come home. He said there's no place like home.
That's right. There's no place like home. I mean,
there I go.
And I know you got a lot of things today and you got to run, but we'll have to talk about this wonderful Greek spread with tzatziki and avocados and oil. Oh, my God.
Wow,
I went to a place called
delicious.
Tony's, but we'll talk about that next week. You go right into your goodies.
Okay. Let me tell you, Himalayan salt slab cooking is for serious cooks. It's easy, but you have to follow instructions. And the instructions are you have to keep those salt slabs dry.
Well, forget about me doing this, Bobby.
I got them for $4 each, super cheap, because they were on sale. They were the last remnants, and one had a lot of fissures and breaks in it. But I got it cheap at Menards.
Nothing Look cheap around. In L.A., Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's up for sure.
Wow.
These run between $16 to $40 and up, depending on how large it is. Now, you have to keep it. This is dry cooking. Whatever liquid comes from the food, that's okay. And you have to clean it with a damp sponge. And maybe if you scrub it, you use one of those green scrubbies or a plastic scrubbie. That's all that's accepted.
Do I have to use a fisherman sponge from Tarpon Springs, or can I use a regular sponge?
You can use a regular sponge.
Oh, thank you. Go ahead.
It's okay. Because it's high altitude.
Okay.
Now, you have to temper this each time you cook with it. You can use it on the grill. You can use it on the stove. You can use it in the oven. You can freeze it. You can chill it. You can, and it'll keep its temperature for quite a while. And you have to watch out. You have to watch out when you cook with it because it is very hot. I put mine on my Lodge griddle, because I wanted to be safe. It was very heavy. Now, I started out at 325 degrees, or excuse me, 250 degrees Fahrenheit. Soon as it reaches that temperature, you let it sit there for 15 minutes, and then you raise it to like 300. Let that sit there for 15 minutes. Then you raise it to 3 whatever. Okay, but each time you raise it, you have to wait 15 minutes so that it tempers. Now, let's get to the fish. The spicy bajarica, or bajarat.
Say that 3 times, Bobby. Because I can't say it 1 time. Go ahead.
Bajara.
Okay, there
Good
we go.
Going.
There we go.
Bajarica is Greek.
Right.
Now, the spicy one, I put like 4 tablespoons of paprika, 1 tablespoon of cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon of chili flakes, 2 teaspoons of either white or black pepper, 1.5 teaspoons of cumin, and 4 to 5 teaspoons of thyme.
That's like a 911, but you'd be calling 911 for me if I eat that. So
oh,
go
my
ahead.
God. It's too hot.
The mild one, I used a tablespoon of dried mint, 2 tablespoons of black or orange black pepper, 1 tablespoon ground cardamom, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 tablespoon each of clove, coriander, nutmeg, and 2 tablespoons of cumin, 2 tablespoons of saffron. Now I mix that in another container. I have 2 kingfish steaks. What I did was, with the spicy one, I put about 2 tablespoons on a dish, and then I kind of spread it out. And I took my kingfish steak, and I set it on the spices. Then I turned it, and I set it again. Now it's totally coated with these spices, these bajarica. Now, for the other steak, I used the mild seasoning. And I did the same thing. As soon as that salt slab hit 325, and it was on there for 15 minutes, I took my kingfish and laid it on the salt slab. That's all I did. And maybe in 20 minutes, I turned it so that it would cook on the other side. It was cooked in a half an hour, 25 minutes even. I let it go over.
I'm looking at the photos, and listeners, you can go to Facebook Live at WCPT and see a beautiful picture of all the stuff she made, and it looks delicious.
It was outstanding. The health benefits to this is out. You have to ask your doctor. If you are on a iodine-controlled or a potassium-controlled diet, but otherwise you get sodium, potassium, chloride, magnesium, phosphorus, and calcium from this. It helps your thyroid function. It prevents over-functioning or under-functioning of your adrenals. It helps you if you have migraines or leg cramps. This is great cooking. But I wasn't satisfied there. I had a
You never are, but go ahead.
I got to work something into the ground to make sure it works. So I took mullet. Mullet is kind of tricky to play with as far as a fish. They had it at Caputo's fresh. So I grabbed one. It was delicious. I placed, as soon as, again, the salt slab came up to the temperature, I took about 10 leaves of basil, and I laid them on the salt slab. I took some lemon slices, laid that over the basil. I took my cleaned fish, which I had stuffed with some dill and some garlic, and I had rubbed with olive oil. I put some saffron in that cavity as well, and I laid that on the lemon slices. Then I covered him with lemon, and I let him go in there for about 25 minutes, a half an hour. He was unbelievable.
One of these days, we're going to have a show to tell me what's a he fish and a she fish, because I don't know the difference, Bobby, but that's a different show.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
I kept it neuter. You wanted me to check the fish? Come on.
You keep saying he. He, that's why I'm asking you.
Okay, I'll say it. How does that sound? I took it.
Okay.
All right, now.
Sounds great.
You'd love any. No, really. Bobby, if you like salt, this is.
I love salt. Sea salt's my favorite.
There we go.
This is unbelievable. I am not a real big salt person, but it gave it such flavor.
Do you see that, Bobby? She's not a big salt flavor.
Wow.
You see all that salt on that board? Wow. Go ahead.
Hey, that makes Morton salt look silly.
That's right.
There's a big difference. That is chemical salt.
Okay.
This one is natural. So your body absorbs it faster and works with it better.
Do you hear that, Bobby? Okay? Natural.
It's Himalayan.
Himalayan.
Oh,
natural.
Himalayan. That's a fancy salt, Artie.
Yeah.
That's a gourmet salt, listeners.
For the Simiaco marinated Norwegian mackerel, this, I am telling you, if you are not a fish person, you got to give this one a chance. Because this won't make you a fish person. This particular recipe, my grandmother taught my mother. My mother got addicted to this. At the age of eight, I would sneak into the refrigerator and steal pieces. My grandmother would come after me.
Hang on. Devin, what did you sneak in the refrigerator and get when you were eight? Did you get smoked fish? No, okay, I was just...
Maybe beer.
Okay.
I am telling you this is the greatest...
I believe you. It looks delicious.
Now, in a gallon-sized plastic bag, you're going to put 2 cups of flour, salt, and pepper, okay? Now, you need grapeseed oil for frying, and you need the following pickling ingredients. You need a quart of your favorite vinegar, white apple wine, whatever.
Okay.
You need a cup of rosé wine.
Here we go.
Rosé wine. That sounds good.
Okay.
Right, come on. I was dry last week, okay?
I know I was gone. Yeah, no. But thank you. You brought the wine back.
Okay. You'll love the next few. 6 whole black peppercorns. 4 large garlic cloves sliced. 6 juniper berries, 4 sprigs, they can be any combo, of dill, rosemary, thyme, and oregano. And you have to have a couple of those sprigs on the side, all right? So have some added ones. 6 whole coriander seeds. And because we're doing salt today, add a teaspoon of salt. You put all these vinegars, except the wine.
Did you throw in the Himalayan salt, or did you take out the kosher salt or something?
No, Himalayan.
Oh, you stayed, Himalayan. Okay, straight Himalayan. Okay.
Hey, hold on 1 second, Georgette. I want to give out our number if our listeners have any questions for you. Please give us a call, listeners, at 773-763-9278. If you have some ideas you want to share with our guest, Georgette, Artie or myself.
Or a challenge to Georgette to cook something different.
Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
Wild. Because she does all this plain stuff.
Yeah, please give us a call again. 773-763-9278. Okay, here we go.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich one day.
Okay.
Oh, that would be good.
Now,
she's going to take the grapes. She's going to make her own jam. But go ahead.
I probably will, but that's beside the point. Now, we boil all these ingredients, okay, including the wine, in a clean glass jar, enough to hold all the fish steaks. I want you to put your couple of sprigs of each of the herbs that you're using. Now, you are going to fry the steaks. You clean gut the fish, or you have the guy at the counter do it, and you cut them into 1-inch steaks.
They call that filleting, right? Right?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
No.
Oh,
no? Don't fillet.
No fillet. What?
You cut it into steaks 1-inch thick.
Oh, okay.
Now, you take each steak, you put it in that plastic bag, and you shake it up.
Shake.
You shake it up. Okay, you coat each steak. You fry them until they're golden. When they're golden, you put them on a separate dish with a towel on it, you know, a paper towel to drain.
Okay.
Once all of them are finished
fried. Olive oil or corn oil? What did you fry it in?
You can use olive oil. You can use grapeseed oil.
Ooh.
I used grapeseed oil this time.
That sounds good. Okay.
It doesn't play with the flavor too much, but it's very, very good. Now, you take these, each steak, and you place them in this glass jar. You have to be careful not to touch them. Use your tongs.
Okay.
And you put them in comfortably. You don't want to press them. You don't want to, jar them in any way. You just put them in comfortably. And once you get them all in, put the wine in.
Okay.
Now, you put the wine in. They're all floating, okay, or they're on the ground or whatever in the jar. Add the pickling spices and vinegar into that jar.
Georgette, to interrupt you, can I take the head and put it in there and then take that jar and put it on the porch for Halloween for the kids?
Yes, you can if you like.
Okay, there you go.
You have to keep it. You have to keep it in the refrigerator. I hope you've been getting my Halloween thing.
Yes, I've been. We're going to have some good Halloween stuff.
Oh, it's going to be mighty.
Mighty.
Anyway, you're going to keep it in the refrigerator for at least 4 days. Whatever you do, if you take anything out, you must use a fork, you must use a tongue, something. Do not stick your hands in there. You don't want to contaminate this. This is a real neat pickling recipe.
You're a mad scientist today. I love it. Go ahead.
I'm telling you, you want to get addicted, this is the fish. I was so addicted as a kid, I said, God, it's sour, but it's so good. And don't forget the garlic in there. You have to put the garlic.
Got it.
Now, are we ready for the next recipe?
Did you throw regular garlic or elephant garlic?
Regular garlic.
Okay, go ahead. Next recipe.
You want the potency.
Okay.
The next recipe is biryani.
Oh, biryani. Okay.
Now, did your mom ever make this for you?
She did, but that's what I always order, Bobby and I, when we go to Cistaria. It's the vegetable mix.
Oh, yeah, it's
always,
very good.
Always.
Now, let me tell you. This is so stinking easy. A 5-year-old can do it.
Okay.
You can get any kind of vegetable you want, but you have to have more than 3 or 4.
Okay.
You can use eggplant, artichokes, cauliflower,
zucchini,
cabbage, okra, carrots, celery, zucchini, peppers, collard of all kinds, Brussels sprouts, green beans, mushrooms, potatoes, beef, green beans, anything you want.
Okay.
Now you pick the herbs, anything you want, oregano, thyme, rosemary, mint, parsley, tarragon, margarine.
See, Bobby, I said zucchini anything. Out of my garden.
Wow, that's
huge.
There.
Out of my garden.
Yeah, that looks good.
Onions, whatever.
Okay.
Now, chop them all up, but you chop them thick so that you can at least see them. You want color. This makes it enticing. Stick those herbs all over that roasting pan.
Okay.
Okay, make sure you got it. Now, in a bowl, I want you to take some sea salt, 1/4 cup of olive oil, pepper to taste, and 2 cups of tomato sauce. And I want you to stir that up. And I want you to spread that all over the top of the vegetables. I mean, I want a beautiful coating, okay?
Wow.
Now, the secret to mine, and God rest his soul, Father T. Remember Father T?
Yes.
Father T. on the Phillies?
Right.
Okay, Father T. loved this so much. He should have eaten it in moderation. I really mean it. He should have eaten it in moderation because he had an attack during the night.
You got some breaking news here, but that's another show. Go ahead. Murdered by Briami. Go ahead.
Murdered by Briami. That's what it is.
Okay.
A lot of people, because of this ingredient, have a reaction. But anyway.
Wow, it's vegetables. Vegetables are not good for you, you're trying to tell me now?
4 cups.
I'm glad I don't eat vegetables, Bobby.
Yeah, it's good for you, vegetables.
4 cups of Mavrovatni.
Oh, more wine, Bobby. That sweet
four
red wine.
4 cups of the sweet wine.
Okay.
Why? It totally seasons not only the herbs, but all the vegetables. And I mean you roast it. You roast this stew for about 45 minutes at 375 to an hour. And I'm telling you, you will be loving this.
Wow. I'm loving it already. I haven't had breakfast yet. But go ahead. I had a wonderful donut, Bobby brought.
Right?
Thank you, Bobby.
Anytime.
Serve it with yogurt, right?
Uh-huh.
Or crusty bread because you want to sop up the sauce. You really want to sop up the sauce.
Okay.
Now, don't forget the garlic. You have to have garlic.
You have to have garlic. We don't want Dracula around. Go ahead.
Now, I got brandied peaches. Ooh. Brandied peaches.
Not just regular peaches, but brandy peaches. Go ahead.
I went outside. We have a peach tree.
You do?
I do. I love my little peach tree.
Oh, wow.
This is my favorite recipe.
Okay.
Because I got 7 peaches for the show. I took 2 cinnamon sticks, 4 allspice seeds, crushed nutmeg powder, 2 tablespoons of nutmeg, 2 cubes of candied ginger, 3 cups of brandy, and a half a cup of honey. The water I have on the side, if it doesn't cover the peaches, the liquid, I add maybe a little bit of water. So I put about a cup. You bring this to a boil.
Okay.
And immediately you kind of turn it down and let it simmer. Have a little brandy on the side, okay?
Yeah, because you're boiling all that liquor, all these recipes, but that's
exactly
good. Okay, good.
The brandy is being absorbed in the peaches, but you want to add a little bit fresh on top of these and put them in the refrigerator. Serve them on vanilla ice cream. Put them on peach pie.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Add them anywhere you want. And I'm telling you, you're in for an experience. This will make your eyes water. That's how good it is.
Sounds delicious. Do you put a little whipped cream on there or no?
Oh, you can.
Or how about ice cream?
That's what I said. Serve it on ice cream.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
You know what?
I was reading ahead my notes here.
Ice cream, yeah. Artie.
My God, this is easy to do. This is fun, and it's an experience.
I'm going straight to the peaches. I think the fish I will pass. You know, I'm not a big fish eater, but, and the Briami. But I'd like to see that jar. Take a picture of that jar if it's still in their fridge. I'd love to see that jar.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, send me a picture. I'd like to see this jar. You know, somebody opens up. Yeah, can I get some water or milk?
Oh,
what is that?
Forget
What's that stuff
it.
Floating in that
That's
jar?
Because you wanted me to make it serious, I did not put the fish head in.
Okay.
Cut the fish head.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Okay.
Wait for Halloween. I'm going to go nuts.
All right. I think you got all the recipes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what are you going to do next week? Because I know you got to leave right away. So what are you making next week, or is it a surprise?
Okay, next week is kakavya and shellfish. Kakavya is the original bouillabaisse that the French took from the Greek islanders. This is as said in Gastronomique. My great-grandmother's recipe from Izmir, she used to make this for my great-grandfather. It is an outstanding recipe, a little on the pricey side, but it's well worth the meal.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to probably do some squid things and some octopus things.
Ah.
And that'll be fun.
Okay, don't forget the ouzo with that octopus. You have to have a shot of ouzo every time you eat an octopus.
You have to. And, oh, God, yes. That's how I had it in Greece. That's how we'll have it here.
Okay.
Wow.
All righty.
Sounds amazing.
Okay. How is Father?
Father's doing great. He's busy today.
He's always busy. he's got to make the money for you to make all this cooking, you know.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
All right. Right after the commercials, I know you'll be running, but we'll send you the tape. We have a young prodigy, Sophie St. John, an American singer-songwriter I met out in L.A. So it's going to be like, I won't say Madonna, she doesn't do that kind of music, but you'll remember her name, Sophie St. John, in a few years, and you'll be like, wait, was that on Anchor Idol, or was that on What Are They Surfing Now? That's all.
Woo!
We love you. Thank you.
All right, Georgette, have a great day and a great week, and we love you, and we'll see you next week.
For sure.
Bye bye.
See you later, guys. Bye.
All right, take care.
Bobby, bye. Anything else before we go to commercials?
No, I think we can go to commercials
and then we'll come back. We'll get a hold of Sophie. I hope she's up. It's only 6:30 in LA, but Devin will work it.
Today's show is brought to you by Coors Light. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Please drink responsibly.
Since 1983, Windy City Sweets has specialized in candy and handmade chocolates. Our candy is a favorite destination for our faithful Chicago customers and is one of America's favorite online candy shops for gourmet gift baskets and more. Every week, we handmake our chocolate blends on site. Our Chicago Candy Store chocolate bar has more than 1,200 specialty sweet treats you simply won't find in many other places. Gourmet chocolate to homemade fudge, nuts, gummies, and our world's famous ice cream. Windy City Sweets is located at 3308 North Broadway Street, Chicago, Illinois. 773-477-6100. Windy City Sweets, where life is a little bit sweeter.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at denoyer.com.
At Happy Pet, we strive to provide the most professional and personalized in-home pet care available. A Happy Pet for all your dog walking, house sitting, and overnight care, as well as vacation care services for all your furry, scaly, and feathery friends. Rain or shine, we promise we'll be there for you and for them. For more information, visit www.ahappypet.com or give us a call at 847-962-1807. A Happy Pet, where your pet is happy too.
Abbott Painting. Painting and decorating since 1973. Abbott Painting specializes in commercial, industrial, and residential properties. Abbott Painting is a licensed general contractor. Whether it's a wall, ceiling, floor, cabinet, tower, deck, fence, or anything you can imagine, Abbott Painting, with their 48 years of experience, applies premium paint finishes or wall coverings that will exceed your expectations. Call Abbott Painting and mention this ad for a 10% discount. For your free estimate, call 773-725-9800. Again, that's 773-725-9800. Thank you.
Their mission at Barrage Chiropractor and Wellness is to help you live a life of abundant health and wellness through a chiropractic lifestyle for you and your whole family. Barrage Chiropractor has been serving the north side of Chicago and the north suburbs since 2008. Dr. Barrage loves helping people of all ages feel better naturally without the use of drugs and surgery. With Dr. Barrage, you will see so many positive changes in your lifestyle on a daily basis. If pain has been stopping you from living your best life, Dr. Barrage can help. Call him at 773-545-9379 or find them at www.barragechiropractor.com. At 5500 Park Place in Rosemont, Illinois, there stands Crust Brewing. Crust Brewing is a brewery owned by a father and son duo. We have a love for beer and quality food, along with unmatched hospitality, and they decide to share their loves with the world in 2021. At Crust Brewing,
they only have one goal: perfect the following three categories: beer, food, and experience. From beers made fresh in the brew house to brick oven pizzas and a location in the Parkway Bank Park so you can experience uncrafted hospitality. Visit the website crustbrewing.com or call 630-653-5500. Crust Brewing. We dare you to find a better beer, food, or experience.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings Reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings Reputation.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, young prodigy, American singer, songwriter from Texas, Dallas, Texas, is on a journey to touch the world with her music. Let's welcome our guest, Sophia St. John. Welcome, Sophia.
I think we should have put her on Where Are They Now. We haven't found her yet.
Well, but she could be.
It's 6:30 in the morning there.
Yeah.
But we're going to throw up her picture, and we can talk about her. We got enough notes here about her.
Okay, sounds great.
We happened to meet her for lunch. We went with Val and Nick, and we had a nice, and you're here in L.A., you came from Texas, what do you do? She goes, I'm a singer. You are? I go, would you like to join us? I go, 6:30 is kind of early. No, I'm an early bird, so we'll see if she calls us.
But wow.
She got some beautiful, beautiful songs.
Excellent, Artie.
Yeah. She's got a unique blend of pop and hip-hop crossed with soulful R&B twist. So that's interesting, huh? Brings forth a sound inspired by artists such as Post Malone, Jenny, Eco, and Kalani. Okay. Hmm. With deep-rooted influences stemming from legendary artists such as Christina Aguilera. I know that one. And Amy Winehouse. We know both of them.
Wow.
Not bad for a bunch of guys that grew up on rock and roll and the Stones, like everybody else.
Rock and roll.
That's all. Yeah. I heard Elton John was in town last night. You know anybody who went?
No, I didn't.
Listeners, did you go to Elton John last night? Give us a call at 773-763-9278 and tell us what you thought of Elton John. I'd love to go to Rolling Stones. Are they coming to town?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
All right, listeners.
I thought that Elton John was done traveling. Oh, this is his last concert.
Yeah, they're always the last concert.
It's always
concert.
The last concert.
It's just like, remember when they said there was a certain vehicle, we're not making any more convertibles, and then they came back out, and some guy sued the, you won't mention labels, because I don't even remember it, and he sued him. He says, you told me this was the last one. So I don't think anybody ever retires, you know.
Well,
we're not retiring.
No. We're going to keep this up.
Yeah.
This is fun.
We're having too much. We're the number one show on the weekend. What else do we want? You know, Mark, we could come weekdays and syndicate us, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Bobby and I will give up 3 hours a day to come here and make this, you know, a 5-day-a-week show. But Devin has to come with, and Devin gets a raise. How's that?
Yeah.
There we go.
That'll work.
That works.
Sounds good, Artie.
So, while we're waiting, maybe we won't hear. Let's play. Let's see which one did I. The first song, was it, Devin? Do you know? You got queued up?
Master, Feeling Hope.
Which one?
Feeling Hope. Is that the one?
Let's see here. Let me look here. I got to look. I mail it to you. I was
one
putting
that's
this.
Not winner.
I was putting this together on the plane yesterday, Bobby. You would have been proud of me. I was in airplane mode. Sophie. Let's play Sophie. We can end. Okay.
Oh. so out of my mind, yeah. I look at the world, I look at the world, and I see a dream when I don't close my eyes. Maybe we can make it. I know we impatient, but I think that we faking too much for the haters. So why don't you let go? Why don't you just let go? Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just let go? Trust your own and open your mind to what you couldn't know. What you're feeling, so just take it slow. My God, you know just where you're gonna go. So trust in the flow, ride it and go. Know that we're feeling whole. Know that I'm feeling whole, feeling it all the way to my toes. And when the music hits, I just can't let it go. About the numbers, I don't care about it's gonna come no more. I don't care much about the numbers, I don't care about it's gonna come no more. I don't care much about the numbers, I don't care about it's gonna come no more. I don't care much about the numbers, I don't care about it's gonna come no more.
Well, that was wonderful, wasn't it, Bobby?
Yeah, wonderful. She has a lovely voice.
All right, listeners, give us a call at 773-763-9278. Tell us what you thought of the song, and we got a caller. Good morning.
Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hi, good morning. How's it going?
Good. We just played your song. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know, I told you it was early out there, young lady.
Oh, my God, it is. I know. And then we were filming my roommates wanted to film a podcast at like 2 in the morning last night. So I tried to sleep through it. So I was sleeping through extra noise.
Well, we're glad you're here. We played your first song. We're going to play your second song. So now it's all up to you. Give us your bio, all about yourself, so I don't have to read my purpose. And the other question we always ask our guests, what's your favorite sports team?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite sports team, I'll start with that one.
Okay.
My favorite NFL team is the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
My name is Sophie St. John.
Okay.
I am a 24-year-old singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas. I've been living out in Los Angeles for the last 2 years, working as a songwriter and just developing myself as an artist, just to take over the music industry as a recording artist best way that I can.
Excellent.
It's been pretty great.
Where did you grow up? Where did you go? All that good stuff. We want to know all the stuff now that we got you up. Where did you grow up and all that?
Yeah, I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I went to school at in Highland Park, over by SMU.
Wow.
the big university that's over there. I grew up in East Dallas for like a little bit of my childhood, and then whenever I was in like middle school, that's when where I spent most of my time was in like the Highland Park area. So it was nice. It was kind of a culture switch for sure, coming from like I was going to a private school in the very, very beginning, and then I switched over to a public school, and I moved from like where everybody was friends with everybody, and then I all of a sudden moved to this place where there were cliques, and there was like popularity, and people weren't nice, and it was like, it was such a, for me, it was just like such a culture shock.
It happens. Yeah. Were they wearing like special shoes or outfits? Come on, you know.
Oh my God, like, I wish that they were special. Like, they were, my mom is so sweet. Like, she really, really wanted me to fit in. And I remember whenever I was moving, she had heard from a friend that, like, these shoes, they were called, like, rainbow sandals or something like that, were, like, the most popular shoes at school right now. And she bought them for me, and they were, like, they're pretty ugly sandals. Like, they were, like, really chunky, like, nothing really basic, nothing really, like, special about them. Mm-hmm. And I remember wearing them to, like, my first week of school. I didn't see, to this day, did not see a single person wearing those shoes, and I felt like I looked so silly and goofy.
Do you still have them in the closet? Do you still have them in the closet?
Oh, my gosh. You, no way. I had to throw them. You know, like, I'm still, like, shedding away my closet from my fitting in times, because my mom's like, are you sure you want to get rid of this? It's so cute. And I'm like, Mom, this wasn't cool for me, and I don't think this was cool for anybody.
So so what got you to L.A.? You left this wonderful Dallas with these wonderful shoes, and you came to L.A. What got you to do that?
It's actually kind of crazy. I didn't have a big like I'm running away from home, and I've got this big opportunity. I'm gonna become a singer. I had a friend out here who's my music producer at the time. Who needed a roommate and has been living out in Los Angeles for about a year. And so it's a crazy story, but I came down to L.A. just like kind of on a whim in the middle of the pandemic. I came down in August of 2020, and it was kind of sad. I actually have never experienced the city like pre-pandemic, so I have no clue what Los Angeles was like at all. I think I just really needed a new experience, because I had been, you know, living in Dallas, living into the same mentality, you know, basically my entire life. And I wanted to, you know, I didn't want to have a cap on my learning and my experience. So I wanted to do that in a place where I felt like I could learn, you know, I could open my mind and be myself, and it be okay, and pursue the things that I want to pursue, and it'd be okay. But basically, I was out here, and 2 months go by, and my roommate decides that he wants to go back home to Texas. Actually, all my roommates decided that they wanted to go back home to Texas. And I realized that this city out here is, like, it's not easy stuff. Like, it's not for everybody. You know, it does take a lot of mental strength, a lot of soul training, a lot of, you know, recognizing things properly, because I realized that, you know, we could all be looking at the same thing, but we can't all be perceiving it the right way. You know, some people have their own set of things that they go through, their own set of challenges that they go through, you know, that really makes it harder for them to see, you know, to see things positively or to see things clearly. And that's why I'm so blessed. You know, I had, I made a big decision back whenever I was in college that I wanted, I was studying business, and I basically wanted to stop everything and just pursue music. And my dad was not the happiest. He wasn't the happiest about that. But
well, I brought my son out there, as you know. I wasn't happy to let him go. But you know what? He's got to. This is the time. He's 23, going on 24. Mm-hmm. He's got to go ahead and do his thing. He's got a couple movies out, shorts, and that's the way to do it. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
He's going to be a rising star. Yep.
Totally. And I think it's all about, I think what separates, like, you know, all of these talented people is, you know, the ones who actually, like, take the initiative to go out and do it. There's so many reasons that might keep you from doing something, so many people in your ear that might tell you no, but it's about, like, how you believe in yourself and what you believe that you're capable of doing. Because I tell this thing because I'm a vocal coach. I say it's 20% skill, 80% confidence. And I believe that, you know, and whenever you are performing, whenever you're expressing yourself, I really do believe that a lot, you know, that can go with a lot. As long as you believe in yourself, believing in yourself is the biggest part. You know, and that's the part that seems to be the most challenging part for people.
Put your webpage out there where people can come and read more about you, download, buy your music. Go ahead, tell the listeners.
Yeah, so you can find all of my music on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, we've got Tidal in there, Pandora. My name is Stokey St. John. I have an EP out currently. It's my Stokey EP. And keep in touch because I've got new things dropping within the year that I'm very excited about.
Wow, excellent, that's fantastic!
Don't forget Art and Bobby here in Chicago. Yeah. You know,
If you ever come to Chicago, give Artie a call. Yeah. We'll
tell the listeners how I was stalking you having lunch with my son and my good friend Val. Go ahead, you can tell them the story. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I will tell you the story because I love the place that I work because I get to meet such amazing, amazing people. But I did meet them. I did meet, you know, your family the other day, and I really was taken aback just by how friendly you guys are. And also, I remember telling you guys that my name was Sophie, and I sang that it was Greek. And I could see the light in every single one of your eyes because I think, are you guys Greek? You guys are Greek?
Right. I'm Greek. Val, our good friend that did the same thing you did later in life, moved out there. And my son, Nicholas, you know. But Nicholas is Greek and Bulgarian. We adopted him many, many years ago from Bulgaria. But he looks Greek, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, you guys were such lovely, lovely people. And it was so amazing to get the opportunity to meet you and to converse with you guys. Val is beautiful, and you guys are so, so kind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, before I forget, what is that bingo you guys have? I took that on a sign out because I call bingo for seniors. What is that bingo like?
You know, I would say that bingo was probably one of the most monumentous events in West Hollywood.
And tell everybody what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so we've got at the restaurant where we met, where I do my part time is Hugo's in West Hollywood, and you know, during these times we're trying to create events and really nice deals for people to come into the restaurant. So what we were doing for the last like few months is we were doing drag bingo.
You hear that, Bobby?
Oh, cool.
We would do that every Friday. Every Friday at like from 7 to close, and we have this amazing, amazing queen that comes in. Her name is Tiffany Vogue. She is amazing. I'm pretty sure a few weeks ago she did like a Christmas in July, and it never matters like how many.
I wonder why people do Christmas in July. We did this
show
a couple weeks ago, and we had the real Santa on. And next time he's on, we're going to have to call him. He's going to ask you that question if you're naughty or nice, okay? But let Santa do that.
No, I swear, I'm always, every July, I'm always hearing it's Christmas in July, or I'm singing, like, it's not July if I'm not singing, like, some random Christmas song.
All right, give us a little singing, because you're the singer. I know it's early. You just probably got up or you haven't slept. Give us a couple bars or something.
Oh, my gosh, no. I'm here for you guys.
Go ahead.
I'm for y'all.
We got time.
Go. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help
falling in love with you.
Wow.
Beautiful,
you got a beautiful voice.
One to wake me up, too.
All right, one more bar of you're listening to Art and Bobby sing something like that so we can use it for a drop. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You're listening to Art and Bobby.
Oh, wow. That's
great.
I love it.
We need a jingle.
Okay.
You're listening.
Work on it. Send it to me.
Bobby.
All right. Thank you.
We're running out of time, but
thank you so much.
We're
going to
play Winner after you go. Tell us about what that's about, the song.
Yes. Okay. So this song that you guys are about to hear is a song that is completely unreleased. The song, I have an upcoming album. It is called Saint, and a lot of it is just very, very powerful, confidence, just a way to lead the world. So the song is called Winner, and it's about just basically never letting people come for you when you know who you are and what you're made for. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. If I get enough pre-attention from it, I might release it sooner than I plan.
Well, how do we get that? Where do we go again? Tell the listeners.
Yeah, so you can find all of my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora, all streaming platforms. If you look up Sophie St. John, and you'll find me on there. You'll find my EP, Sophie, and follow me. Give me a follow on whatever platform, and you'll see new music from me within the year.
Excellent. Anytime when you release the album, Texas, we'll have you back on again. And thank you for getting up early and coming to What Are They Serving Now?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity.
All right. We love you. Have a great day. Okay.
You too. Have an amazing
day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bobby, we'll be back at 10. We can have our announcements then, and we'll go right into the song.
Okay. Sounds great.
Love you guys. See you at 10 a.m. We have more music, and Richie's coming on at 10, and we have a surprise. Art and Bobby got an award out in L.A. All right.
Here we go.
On the dime, I am over all of your pride. I cannot keep wasting my time. Why'd you have to go pull the trigger? Make me feel away, then you take it all away and be I'm just mine and my figures. Not really a thing, I'ma see another day. And why'd you have to go be a stealer? Murder and my love, you a stone cold killer. Why'd you have to come for a winner? Cause you know you're losing. Why'd you have to come for a winner? Take our love, the shine from me. Wanna turn a saint to a sinner. You played with my dignity. Why'd you have to come for a winner? Take our love, the shine from me. Wanna turn a saint to a sinner. You played with my dignity. Trigger. Make me feel away, then you take it all away.